Hello children, in this module we are going to discuss some programs on strings. So the first program is program to count the number of ovals in a string. So the description of the problem is, so the program takes a string and counts the number of ovals present in the string. So the solution for this problem is take a string from the user and store it in a variable. Initialize a count variable to 0. Use a for loop to traverse through the characters in the string. And use an if statement to check if the character is an oval or not. And increment the count variable if it is an oval. And then print the total number of ovals in the string. And then end the solution. So here is the source code of the Python program to count the number of ovals in a string. So first, if you want to start the program, first you have to write the comment. The comment for one line comment starts from hash program to count the number of ovals in a string. Next line, user must enter a string and store it in a variable. That is, string is equal to input enter a string, that is within double quotes. So whatever the user enters, that will be stored in the variable string. Next instruction is ovals equal to 0. So this is a count variable, that is oval, which is initialized to 0. Next instruction is for I in string, that is, the for loop is used to traverse through the characters in the string. Within for loop, you are going to check if I is equal to small a or I equal to small e or I equal to small I or I equal to small o or I equal to small u or I equal to capital A, I equal to capital E, I equal to I or I equal to O, capital O or I equal to capital U. So here if statement checks if the character is oval or not. That means whatever character you are taking in from the string, so here it is going to check with all the ovals, whether it is a small oval or a capital oval, in the if statement. So next line, ovals equal to ovals plus 1. So the count is increment each time if a oval is encountered. So all the characters of the strings will be checked here, and if any one of the character is a oval, then our oval variable will be incremented to 1. And at last, print number of ovals are print ovals. That is, the total count of ovals in the strings are printed. So let us see some runtime cases, test cases here. Case 1, enter the string. So here, hello world is the string that has been entered. So the number of ovals are 3. Next test case is enter string. So here welcome. Here the number of ovals are 3. So next Python program is to calculate the number of words and number of characters present in the string. The problem description is the program takes a string and calculates the number of words and characters present in the string. The solution to this problem is take a string from the user and store it in a variable. Then initialize the character count variable to 0 and the word count variable to 1. Next, use a for loop to traverse through the characters in the string and increment the character count variable each time. And then increment the word count variable only if a space is encountered. And then print the total count of the characters and total count of the words in the string. Then exit the solution. So let us see the source code. Here is a source code of the Python program to calculate the number of words and characters present in the string. So here the first line tells the comment, that is documentation of the program. Since it is in two lines, we are writing in triple quotes, program to calculate the number of words and number of characters present in the string. So here the user must enter the string and store it in a variable, that is string. So the first instruction is string is equal to input enter string. This is a message for the user to enter any of the string from the keyboard. Next line, char equal to 0, word equal to 1. So here the character count variable is initialized to 0 and the word count variable is initialized to 1 to account for the first word. Word count variable is initialized to 1. Next, for I in string, the for loop is used to traverse through the characters in the string. So inside for loop, char equal to char plus 1. The character count is incremented each time a character is encountered, and inside for loop you are checking if I is equal to space. So if space is encountered, so word equal to word plus 1. So as soon as the space is encountered, the word count will be incremented by 1. So here all the characters in the strings will be checked one by one, and if it is a character, character will be incremented by 1, the variable character, and if it is a word, the space, if it space is encountered, word will be incremented by 1. So at the last, number of words in the string, print word, print number of character in the string, print char. So the total number of characters and the words which is present in the string will be printed. So let us see some runtime test cases in this for this program. Case 1, enter string. So hello world is a string that has been entered. So the number of words in the string is 2 and number of character in the string is 11. So next case, enter string, I love Python. So in this string, number of words are 3 and number of characters of the string is 13. So let us go to the next program, that is Python program to calculate the number of digits, alphabets and special characters present in the string. So problem description is, the program takes a string and calculates the number of digits, alphabets and special characters in a string. The problem solution is, take a string from a user and store it in a variable. Next, initialize the 3 count variables to 0 and use a for loop to traverse through the characters in the string and increment the first count variable each time a digit is encountered, and increment the second count variable each time an alphabet is encountered. Otherwise, increment the third count variable each time when a special character is encountered. So at the last, print the total count of all the 3 variables and then exit. So here is a source code of the program which calculates the number of digits, alphabets and special characters present in the string. So to start with a program, the first line should be a comment. So since the comment is in two lines, we are using triple quotes here. Program to calculate the number of digits, alphabets and special characters in a string which is enclosed in the triple quotes. So the first instruction is string is equal to input enter string. So user must enter the string and store it in a variable that is string. So here we are taking three count variables, count 1 equal to 0, count 2 is equal to 0, count 3 is equal to 0. So the first count is for counting the number of digits in the program. Second count 2 is for counting the number of alphabets in the program. And the third count is for counting the special characters present in the program. So for I in string, colon, so the for loop is used to traverse through the characters in the string. So inside for loop, you are checking if I dot is digit. It is a is digit is a method, so which will check whether that particular string is a digit or not. So this is digit we have already studied in the last module. So the same method is used here. If I dot is digit, whatever the character you are taking from the string, that will be in I. So it is checking with is digit whether that particular character is digit or not. So if it is yes, then count 1 equal to count 1 plus 1. Elif, if the entered character, if it is is alpha, that means is alpha is a method where if it is an alphabet, it returns true. So if I dot is alpha, then count 2 is equal to count 2 plus 1. Else count 3 equal to count 3 plus 1. So here the first count variable is incremented each time a digit is encountered, and the second count 2 variable is incremented each time a character is encountered, an alphabet encounter. Otherwise the third count 3 variable will be increment if it is a special character. So here the for loop goes till the end of the string. So for all the characters of the string, you are going to check whether it is digit, whether it is alpha. If nothing is there, then it is counted as special characters. So next, last, in the last, you are going to print the number of digits. Print number of digits is print count 1. Print the number of alphabets is print count 2. Print the number of special character is print count 3. So here we are printing total count of all the three variables. The total count of digits, alphabets and special characters in the string are printed. So let us see the some test runtime test cases here. So in case 1, enter string. So here the string is hello 123 exclamatory mark at the rate and hash. So in this you can just find out the number of digits is 3, the number of alphabets is 5 and the special characters is 3. So in case 2, in the second example, you can see enter string year 2021 hash star percentage and then dollar sign. So the number of digits here 4, the number of alphabets are 4 and the number of special characters is 4. So this is the end of this module, children. So in the next module we are going to learn some other examples related to string. Thank you, children. Have a nice day.